My brothers, that person whose death, it happens in the right way, in other words, the time of his death is easy, that person is successful. All life long, the summary of the life, the conclusion of the life is at that time when he is departing from this world. And that is the result for that person that is being distributed at that time. That's called Husni Khatima, a good death. And we do dua for that. That, oh Allah, our death, Allah, please give us death in such a way. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us, gave us education with regards to this fact. Because the biggest moment and the biggest fact for a human being and his success is based on this, whether he's king, high status, has money, has wealth, or if he's poor, if he's a beggar, if he's rich, if he's wealthy, or if he is living in poverty. But the real success is that at the time of death, the final few breaths is the time of death, then at that time, husni khutma, he has a good death. And the good death, what's the definition of good death? That when a human being is about to depart from this world, then at that time, he remembers Allah at that time. He's remembering Allah at that time. It is stated in the hadith that for the good death, to achieve a good death, to have a nice death, a comfortable death, a successful death, then it's very essential that during the life what the human being should do, extremely essential during the life of the human being, what he should do is that he should keep good company. He should keep good company. This is the most important and the greatest source to achieve the good and pure and nice death. This is the great method, the best method. Why? Because when the human being dies, passes away, at that time, that person is shown those faces in front of him with who he used to sit and get up and move around. He maintained friendships or connections. All of those actions he did, those faces at that time will be shown to him. And then he at the time of death, his mind and from his tongue, only those words will emanate that he used to, when he used to spend time and sit with the people, and what he used to utter and mention. So how fortunate will be those people who had good company during their lives, had managed to maintain good company. And this is the greatest tablighi of the walis of Allah, that repeatedly they explain this, that your company, the people you are around and meeting, sitting with, make sure that is good. A person who has good company at that time of death, that good company benefits the person. He's shown those faces, all those faces. لَا يَشْقَى جُلُوسِهِمْ. It's stated in the hadith that the friends of Allah, the walis of Allah, those who do, if you sit with those who do dhikrullah, then they are successful, beyond successful. They will never fail at all. Because at the time when the human being, all his life long, he is connected to, he has a relationship with the wali Allah, friend of Allah, and he is punctual in attending the gatherings of the majalis of the wali. In other words, all day long, he is a concern. When I go, I'll do my dhikr. In the morning, at the night time, he'll be waiting for the morning. At the time of the morning, he's waiting for the night. Whenever his death arrives, alhamdulillah, imagine his situation at that time, that person who's passing. Imagine his great situation. The angels will be saying congratulations to that person. The angels will be saying Mubarak, Mabruk. So in the friends of Allah in their lives, they scream out, they screech out, repeatedly remind, come sit in the majalis, come in the gatherings, come to the dhikr of Allah. Sit in the dhikr of Allah. Why? Because this, at the time of death, this will come in use. And they know, the walis of Allah. But those people, that whatever situation they're in the dunya, they're running after the dunya, money, wealth, and fame and acclaim at the time of death, that's what they will see. And this is not far away, this moment. Allah Ta'ala says, very soon you will come back to me. There's no space in between. There's no time. There's no time, remember this. So why is Allah Ta'ala giving us an opportunity, a chance? Because Allah says, go into the company, find the company of a wali Allah, a friend of Allah, do dhikr morning and evening, be punctual in this, regular in this, consistent in this. But laziness and negligence overtakes a human being. and the morning majlis. In the morning there are very few people, they don't attend. In the evening majlis, few people. So brothers, this is a great ni'mah, a great treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the human being is lazy and negligent and shies away from dhikr, then what will be his situation at the time of death? Which faces, which people will he be shown at the time of death? But if today he sits in the good gatherings and does dhikr of Allah, then Allah will show that person while he's dying the face of his shaykh. And when he sees the face of the shaykh while he's dying, then imagine the illumination, the light, the nur at that time. How much of an assistance and help that will be for that person who's dying. So today if we work hard, then tomorrow we will see the result of this. Today if we are lazy, then tomorrow we will spoil our death and our hereafter. So the good death, to achieve a great death, a nice death, a great solution, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prescribed to us, good company. Keep good company, pious, righteous company during your lifetime in the world. And if you're regular in this, punctual in this, keep coming to dhikr, keep attending dhikr regularly, punctually, consistently, tomorrow at the time of death, this will come in use to you. It's a great treasure, great bounty. My Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh said, this is a great treasure and gift, the dhikr of Allah. In my life, I have seen various people dying, various examples of death. That those who are regular and punctual and used to attend the majalis of dhikr, alhamdulillah, at the time of death, they passed and away and departed this world whilst they were doing dhikr. There were people in our halqa, some days ago, a person in our halqa, Ashfaq Sahib, who passed away. Suddenly he became ill. And he wasn't too old. And he passed away. So a person had a sickness. And he had a tumor in his brain, the poor soul. And he lost consciousness. But because he had love for Waliyullah and he used to do dhikr, he used to love a person who did dhikr, then as long as his consciousness was there, as long as he was alive, he kept on saying, Hazrat Sahib, speak to Hazrat Sahib, speak to Hazrat Sahib, meet Hazrat Sahib, Hazrat Sahib, dhikr is a great thing, Hazrat Sahib is coming. I want to do da'wah, I want to invite people to Hazrat Sahib, dhikr. In other words, until he died, every moment on his tongue were these words. No other name did he say, no one else did he speak about. Even though he was a businessman and he had friends in the world, in the dunya, he didn't have too strong a soul but the company. But in his heart, Allah Ta'ala gave him success at that time. So as long as he was alert and conscious, from his tongue these words emanated, Hazrat Sahib dhikr, Hazrat Sahib dhikr, 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 dhikr. Whoever would go to him advise, he would advise, don't leave dhikr, maintain your connection, strengthen it with Hazrat Sahib. And he kept saying this, and he departed this world. So what a great death he achieved, tell me. So every day we see in our life these circumstances that confront people. So my friends, there are many incidents, events, examples I've seen in my life of those who do dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. And during the death they kept on doing dhikr, and they kept on remembering their good company. So do dua to Allah, pray to Allah. Allah Ta'ala gives to all of us every morning and evening the gathering of dhikr. Allah gives us the value, the appreciation of the gathering, and not that we are ungrateful, not that we shun it. The more you work hard today, the more you make effort today, now in the world, you maintain your connection with your shaykh, you sit in his company, you love the shaykh, and you serve your shaykh, and you get closer to the shaykh, tomorrow at the time of death, these things will come in use to you. And your shaykh, you are only the fortunate people with a good destiny, they get a shaykh in their life. Otherwise, where is their wali Allah's in the world? When he passes away, then they cry. Then you remember the gatherings, the majalis. Then you remember the sohbat, the good company. As long as you have the shaykh who is alive, consider that subhanallah, that you, as long as the shaykh is alive, then consider that your life, you are there, vibrant. You have an opportunity. You can, because every second of that life of yours, you can make your life better. Take the benefit. May Allah Ta'ala give to all of us the tawfiq ability that we can prepare for our hereafter in this same way, just like our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us to and exhorted us to do. And the greatest way, the best method, is the good company, the company of the awliya Allah. So do dhikrullah now. Do dhikr in the heart. Focus towards your heart. And empty your heart of all thoughts. And take all the love of the dunya out of your heart. Everything when you're doing dhikr of Allah. Just eliminate everything. Wife, children, house, shop, business. Eliminate everything, everybody. business, passport, this, that, everything eliminated. Just focus towards the heart immediately. Allah, Allah, even if thoughts come, then eliminate them. Take them far away, the thoughts. Allah, Allah, Allah. With the more sincerity and with the love you do this, and you call out to Allah with love and sincerity, the more at the time of death, then that person will remember Allah. Even at that time, your eyes are closed. At that time, no one's love will benefit you. If it's in your heart, you'll remember it. But that time you realize, isn't it? The person will realize. At that time, then it's just Allah, Allah. So start practicing now. As soon as your eyes close, then at the time of death, only one thing will come to your mind. Nothing in the dunya. Nobody's face should come. Nobody's remembrance will come. You should be away from all other remembrance apart from Allah. And just say Allah, 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 Allah.